Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Get your motor running. We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And you'll be able to, this week you'll get the leadership lessons that I'm going to talk about in just a few minutes, for the next few minutes. But you'll get the article that I wrote about that, which is what we're going to talk about right now. But you can have it to have and to hold. So check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my, don't forget to check out the archives, over 2,000 archives. Don't forget to read the articles. There are hundreds of those. You don't have to read all of them today. Just pick out one you like and read it today. And you can find out about the Brain Trust members, lots of stuff you can do. And if you want to send me a question or a comment or anything, if you'd like to weigh in on anything, here's all you have to do, and I'll get back to you. The email is askjim@jbsba.com. Okay, I want to talk about what I call leadership lessons from Ronald Reagan. I can't imagine that anybody wouldn't know that Ronald Reagan has died, and of course, everybody knows that. He was 93. He was the 40th president of the United States, and he was a successful leader all of his life. And there's a lot of evidence of this, but let me give you the high points. He was twice selected by others as the chief executive, the president of the Screen Actors Guild. His peers, his acting peers, elected him as the president of their group, the union. It's basically a union. And that happened, it was multiple years, it was several years. The first time I think was about 4 years, and the second time maybe was a couple of years. But they were two different times. They weren't consecutive terms. So he was selected there by others, by his peers, to serve twice. And as you know, the voters of the state of California elected him to be their governor twice, back-to-back consecutive terms. And then, as you also know, in a record landslide, certainly the first time, he was elected by the American people, by an overwhelming mandate, with an overwhelming mandate to be president of the United States, two terms in a row. Now that takes leadership to live a life like that. He had so many characteristics of a leader, and as small business owners, regardless of your political persuasion or your ideology, regardless of whether you liked Ronald Reagan or not. I think we should consider emulating Ronald Reagan's leadership characteristics. And I want to talk about a few of them. And what I want to do first, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be identifying what I think is a leadership characteristic. Then I'm going to talk about what I know about what Ronald Reagan has done in his life to fit that characteristic. First one is leaders rise above adversity. Well, by now you know that Ronald Reagan was a product of Middle America, born in Illinois, and he was the son of an alcoholic father who was an itinerant. He had trouble keeping a job, and when he did work, he was a shoe salesman. His mother was a seamstress and a store clerk. So clearly, Mr. Reagan was not to the manor born, and yet he rose to the highest and most powerful position in the world. Leaders rise above adversity. The next one is, leaders don't dwell on setbacks. Following graduation from college, by the way, with an economics degree, how many of you knew that? He graduated with an economics degree. He suffered the ignominy of failing to be hired as a clerk at Montgomery Ward. Now think about that. He graduated from college with an economics degree. He tries to get a job as a clerk at Montgomery Ward's and doesn't make it. I can just imagine his how his tail between his legs as he left that. But it, he turned around immediately and went out, and he started work as a sports announcer, and he got the job. Also, and many of you know this, following a near-fatal assassination attempt within a couple of months after being elected president for the first time, and at the age of 69, Reagan was back at work in a month. Leaders don't dwell on setbacks. Here's another one. Leaders are not afraid to try new things. In 1937, with no special entree or connection or training, Reagan traveled to Hollywood and read for a screen test. He so impressed the producers that he was signed to an acting contract, and the rest is, as they say, is history. Leaders are not afraid to try new things. Here's another one. Leaders know that success is more about productivity than acclaim. Ronald Reagan performed in over 50 movies. And, you know, there's only one or two that are that what anybody would call memorable of his performances. He was actually called the king of the B-movies. You know what the B-movies are? Those are the ones that don't really, you know, they're not the ones that ever pop up on the Academy Award radar screen. None of his performances would even get him close to becoming an award-winning actor. Leaders know that success is more about productivity than acclaim. Here's another one. Leaders put others above themselves. You know, he was a lifeguard as a teenager. You probably knew that. He saved 77 residents of Dixon, Illinois, from drowning in the Rock River. Now, they still talk about that in Dixon, Illinois. And as president, after arch political enemy Jesse Jackson went to Libya as a free agent, basically to somewhat stick his finger in Reagan's eye, he successfully brought back one of our downed pilots after the bombing. Jesse Jackson got the pilot released from Libya and brought him back. After that, Ronald Reagan held a congratulatory ceremony at the White House for the pilot and Jesse Jackson. Leaders put others above themselves. 20 after, more lessons from Ronald Reagan, leadership lessons from Ronald Reagan after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fault.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm talking about leadership lessons from Ronald Reagan. Here's some more. Leaders are able to stay focused on their core beliefs. If there's one thing we know about Ronald Reagan when he was president, is that he conducted himself and his work with great understanding of his core beliefs, and he kept things simple. That's another thing that leaders do. They keep things simple. Often, Reagan was considered not the brightest bulb in the box. He joked about that, actually. His political enemies held to that belief, by the way, to their own peril. At the core of Ronald Reagan's success, I think, especially in politics, was his ability to return to and manage by the simplest element of an issue. When others had analyzed and nuanced an issue beyond recognition, Reagan came back to the essence of the issue. He kept things simple. Let me give you an example. Before he became president, actually, about his thoughts, he was discussing with somebody about how to deal with the Cold War with the Soviets. And here was his response. How about this? And I'm quoting now. How about this? We win, they lose. Leaders keep things simple. Leaders focus on their core beliefs. Leaders believe in people. At a time when politicians and intellectuals around the world were minimizing the ability of the individual to know what was best for him or her, Reagan believed that only when human beings are free to seek their own goals do the challenges of the world become manageable. Leaders believe in people. Leaders are often admired even by their enemies and competitors. Tip O'Neill, Democrat Speaker of the House during the Reagan presidency, admitted his admiration for Reagan. They were political enemies, but they were not enemies as human beings. And of course, we know about the Reagan Democrats, and you also probably know by now that Soviet President Gorbachev had great admiration for Reagan while they were negotiating the disarmament. And here's something that's very important about Reagan that he demonstrated, and that's optimism. Leaders are optimistic. At the end of his presidency, well, the last 4 years, not without its unfortunate and ignoble moments, leaving the office old and tired with every justification to be melancholy about what history would say about his presidential legacy, Reagan left us with, in my opinion, no less than a gift. When he said this, he was paraphrasing John Winthrop, one of the pilgrims who metaphorically called the future America that he saw, this was back in the 1600s, what John Winthrop saw as a shining city on the hill. He was talking about America. Reagan said this about that shining city. This is in his farewell speech, when he could have been pretty melancholy about leaving. He said, "In my mind, it is a tall, proud city, built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds, living in harmony and peace. A city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. If there had to be city walls, the walls would have doors, and the doors would be open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it, and see it still." Continuing to quote Reagan in his farewell speech, "My friends, we did it. We weren't just marking time. We made a difference. We made the city stronger. We made the city freer. We left her in good hands. All in all, not bad at all. And so, goodbye, God bless you, and God bless America." That was his farewell speech, folks, rife with optimism. And then here's one last leadership trait that I would like to attribute and compare to something that Reagan did. Leaders make others feel good about themselves. After the Vietnam War, the divisive Vietnam War, after America's first presidential resignation, President Nixon, and after 4 years of national malaise under the feckless Jimmy Carter, Reagan made us proud to be Americans again. And when Americans feel good about themselves, it bodes well for all people, wherever they are, who love and desire freedom. Thank you, President Reagan, for your leadership. I want to go down through that list again real quick. Leaders rise above adversity. Leaders don't dwell on setbacks. Leaders are not afraid to try new things. Leaders know that success is more about productivity than acclaim. Leaders put others above themselves. Leaders have the courage of their convictions. Leaders keep things simple. Leaders believe in people. Leaders are often admired by their enemies and competitors. Leaders are optimistic. And leaders make others feel good about themselves. Ronald Reagan, to me, ladies and gentlemen, is a true American hero. I believe history will identify him as one of the most important of American presidents and one of the world's great leaders. And finally, I'll just say this. May God bless Ronald Reagan. And may God bless the United States of America. It's 29 after. Thanks for listening to my thoughts. We'll be right back after these messages with our good friends, John Bertu and John Fox. We're going to talk about tax policy. And they might even have a couple of things to say about Ronald Reagan. I bet they do. I'm Jim Blassingame. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.